So last week we left off with a couple of questions. Before we get to answering the questions that we left off with last week, I want to just clarify a few things. I want to clarify what we're supposed to be getting out of the Gemara on Shabbos so far, what we're supposed to be seeing from the Gemara on Beah, which you may or may have not seen yet, but in any case, what you should have in the past or will in Be'ez Hashem, as Hashem, see from the Gemara and Be'ah, what we're supposed to get out of that Gemara. And then we're going to go back and try to figure out, there's actually four Mahalchim in the Rishonim to explain why it is Mutter to break this Chavis. And we'll start understanding, and then we'll get back to answering the questions and start understanding what's the differences in between them and how it makes a practical difference when applied to tuna cans and all that other stuff that you want to open on Shabbos. So, from the first thing that's on the sheet over here, that there's really five cases. There are five cases that we have in our Gemara that are involving makalkal. Five cases where you're ruining something in order to get food, or you're ruining something to get wine, or various other food items. Seems to be so far limited to food items. So there's five cases we have here, and we're going to have to understand each case. Four of those cases, it's mutter to do makalkal, and one of the cases, it's aser to do makalkal. And we're going to, when we get back to the Rishonim that explain why it's mutter, we're going to have to go through each case, make sure that their explanation pans out in that case. Is that each one of the cases, the cases which are mutter are accounted for, and the case that's usr is accounted for. So the five cases are as follows. First case, obviously, is the case of our Mishnah. Shevra adam es ha-chavis, lachlam and egregris. So you're allowed to break a chavis barrel in order to get the figs. That would be case number one. Case number two is the case the Gemara talks about, that you're taking a spear and you're poking a hole in a chavis to get the figs out. Right, so your mivra, the Gemara says, ma'ol mivra is a chavis beburtia. So you're stabbing a hole in a chavis with a spear in order to get the figs out. And the particular chiddush of that case, the Gemara says, is that it makes a rather neat hole. Doesn't make the neatest hole possible, but it makes a neat hole, and that's why it's somewhat more problematic. We're not talking about you're doing an act of wanton destruction with a sledgehammer. You're opening this chavis in a way which is somewhat, gives you somewhat of a nice product. And that's the second case of the Gemara. The next case the Gemara talks about, it's actually before, but the other case the Gemara talks about is you slice off the head of a chavis of wine with a sword, right? So you slice off the whole top. That's another case that's mutter. There also, you're making yourself a nice, clean, open top, of very similar to what we do with tuna fish cans. Right, you take off the whole top, and so you have yourself an open chavis. That's the third case, which is mutter. The fourth case that we have in our Gemara is chayslois shel tamra. That's these baskets which are made out of chayslois, made out of palm fronds. And you're either, it says you're matir mafkiyah v'chaytech. Rashi explains that to me, and you cut the ropes that hold it closed. And we'll see other rishonim see it means you actually take apart the whole basket. That's another case where you're allowed to be makalkal, and you're allowed to dismantle something, or at least cut the ropes, binding it, in order to access the fruit that's inside it. And the last case, these are all cases which are mutter. So the first cases, or first four cases, are all cases where it's mutter to be makalkal, mutter to open something on Shabbos, in order to access the fruit. The last case is the case in the Mesechtas Erevin, which Tosfos quotes, which we have the Gemara in our sheets, Etz Hashem, you'll get to, if you haven't gotten there yet. And there is an interesting case where a person put his Eruv in a cabinet, and simply it's understood that it's a wooden cabinet. So he put his Eruv Chatzeris in a wooden cabinet, and the halacha is your Eruv Chatzeris, in order to work, has to be accessible. It has to be halachically accessible. You don't have to literally access it, but it has to be halachically accessible. So if you locked up, the case over there was you locked up your Eruv in a cabinet and you lost the key. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that Eruv works. How could it work? You have no access to your Erev. You're in one place, your Erev is somewhere else. And the Gemara goes on and gives its own teretz. Tosfos asks, what's the problem? Break it in half. As long as it's halachically mutter to break it, and like we see in our Mishnah, it's halachically mutter to break the chavis. So there also, why it's halachically mutter to break the migdal, what's the problem? The Erev is halachically accessible, it shouldn't be a problem. So that's the fifth case where it's not permitted to do kilkul. It's not permitted to break open that cabinet in order to access the food. And now we're going to have to, when we get through Rishonim, we'll have to see why are the cases that mutter, why are they mutter? And the case that's usher, why is it usher? How does this work with the older sheetos? Now, That's from the Gemara on Shabbos. That's what we should have gotten so far. Those are all the cases we need to have extracted from this Amud Gemara that we have learned as of yet. Now, there was a Gemara in Beya, which Taisus quotes part of it, but really there's a whole Gemara in Beya over there. And I just want to say the three, I wrote four, but the three main nekudas that you're supposed to be taking out of the Gemara in Beya. There's three main points that are very important. The case of the Gemara in Beya is as follows. The case of the Gemara in Beya is that a person has a stick of besamim, some sort of a stick, a hard stick. The case that's relative to us is a hard stick of besamim, of let's say a cinnamon stick or something like that, and you're breaking it in half in order to smell it. So there's two cases over there. You can break it in half in order to smell it, and at the same time, that same breaking can service as a toothpick. It breaks into splinters, and they become very fine toothpicks, very useful toothpicks. And the Gemara says that if you're originally, the first thing the Gemara says over there is that if you had in mind to form a toothpick, you're chayav achatas. If you had in mind just for smelling purposes, it's patur avalasa. That's the first thing the Gemara says. Then the Gemara later is going to say it's a machlokes. But initially, that's what the Gemara says. If it's kashin, if it's a hard piece, what?
Ro mutter.
I ro mutter, right, because that's true. The Gemara does say it's mutter. The Gemara switches. Okay, but al-kupanim, let's say patur avalasa, just for clarity purposes. So the Gemara says that you have this stick. If you break it for the purpose of making a toothpick, you break it for the purpose of smelling it, it's pater, maybe mutter. So what's interesting about this case, and this is very important, is that here you're doing the exact same action. Nothing different is happening. It's very important to realize this. It's the exact same thing, and you're getting the exact same product. You have the same toothpick sized cinnamon stick when you broke it in both cases. And the whole difference is what you had in mind. This was what shows us that Makabe Patish, because that's the malacha that we're talking about over there, the malacha of Makabe Patish, the malacha of making something, finalizing something, creating a vessel, creating a keli, making something useful, is very subjective. I was speaking to some people who were saying, like, for an example, maybe it's not such a great example, but anyway, just for the purpose of an example, you take a chair in your house and you break off a leg. You know, a fit of anger, you break off a leg. You're a makalkal, you ruin the chair, right? You're pater. If a robber comes into your house and you need a weapon and you break it off and it comes out with a nice sharp pointy end, then you might be over makabe patish, right? You did the same thing, you ruined the chair, but in one case you just ruined the chair, and in the other case you made a club, right? So it's all the same thing happened, but it's very much subjective depending on what you have in mind. So there we see in the Gemara in Beya very clearly that you can be doing the exact same thing, and yet, depending on what you have in mind, that's how we'll look at it. And this is going to make a very big difference, obviously, when we get to, practically speaking, you know, opening a tuna fish can or doing various openings that they're very nice and neat and beautiful openings, but we can look at it very differently because this is not what you have in mind. You're not trying to create a keli, you're not trying to make a vessel. That's not what your purpose is by opening it. Right? That's where this point is so important. It doesn't make a difference that you ended up with a product that was a beautiful keli. That does not make a difference. What matters is what you have in mind. What matters is what your purpose is.
Maybe it has to be objectively a keli for this purpose. Whereas in the case of pulling it off with a club, it's not a drop.
Right.
No question about it.
Right. That's why it's objective, you say.
See, maybe that wouldn't be a certain. The kavana maybe is limited to making something that...
Oh, some people use. I mean, some people use it for that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, it's a possibility. Yeah, that's a possibility. Right. Okay. Now, the next thing the Gemara says there then is that this piece of information that I just told you, that if you break it and you have in mind to form a toothpick, is not everybody agrees to that. It's a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. The Chacham hold that even if you broke it for a toothpick, it's still potter. It's not chayiv. And the reason is, the Rishonim explained, is because this is shloi kederach. This is considered a shinui. It's not a normal way to make kalim. You break things in half is not a normal way to make kalim. So no matter what, you break a stick in half, even if you're trying to make a keli out of it, it's considered a shinui. Probably with a saw or with some other type of tool. Not by breaking, apparently. Breaking wasn't the normal way to do it. So they hold that breaking is not a normal way to do it, therefore you're always going to be potter. No matter what, you're going to be potter. Do you pass like that? Yeah. And Rabbi Eliezer argues over there, he holds you are chayav chatas, but the chum are chayav. What's important about that is that there is, we're going to see, when we get to Taisus, not this time, but eventually, there is a disagreement between the Taisus and the Ran, that what about when we can take it back to our sugya by a chavis? If you break a chavis and you do try to make a nice little hole, Will the Chacham say also that no, breaking is just not a normal way to do things, right? Breaking is for that's destructive purposes. You don't build things by breaking. So no matter what, the Chacham will hold an arsugi. You never chayav achatas. That's the Shitas Haran. The Shitas Haran is that in our case, no matter what you do, you're not going to be chayav achatas. No matter how you do this chavis, you're not going to be chayav achatas. That's the Ran holds. The Rabbanan over there is applicable here. Taisa Shita is that no. The Rabbanan over here agree to Rabbi Eliezer that in our case, in our Mishnah, if you did intend to make a hole, you would be Chayav HaChatas. Taisa has a different understanding of the Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. So this is an important point. And the last and most important Nakuda that you have to take from the Gemara in Be'a, which you're going to see Taisa's builds on, is that the Gemara Lamaskan over there says, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer, and possibly according to everybody, and that's dependent on what I just said before, but in any case, the Gemara over there says that the heter to break a chavis in our Mishnah, is only by a item called mustaki. Mustaki meaning a barrel which was broken and then reconstructed with tar and pitch. You glued the pieces together. It's basically like a patchwork chavis. It's a bunch of little pieces, and it was all put back together. So that's the only time. That's why it's mutter in our Mishnah. The reason why it's mutter in our Mishnah to break this chavis is because it's a mustaki chavis. It's a mustaki chavis, and therefore we're not worried about being over makar bepatish. Now, why the fact that it's a mustaki chavis, is this pitch chavis, are we not worried? There are three ways to understand why not in the Rishayim. And again, these three ways make a very big difference lahalacha. The three ways are as follows. Rashi says, the reason why we're not worried that you're going to make a nice, beautiful hole by a mustaki chavis is because it's very, very wobbly. Think of a particle board svarim shank. You know, once you drill the hole in once, don't do it again, right? The thing is going to fall apart. So say Rashi says, even though you knock a hole, you do it as carefully as you can. You don't try to make anything nice. You just get your hole and you go because you're worried the whole thing will collapse. So there's no chashash, that's what Tosis and Rashi say over there. There's no chashash that you're going to make a nice, neat hole because you don't want to play around with it. You knock, give it a small knock, and you're done. That's why there's no chashash. Tosis over here in Masechta Shabbos says that's not the pshat. Pshat is different. The pshat is since it's such a poor quality chavis, it's such a broken down chavis, so therefore you don't care. You're not going to bother making a nice hole. You're not going to take the effort. It'll never be worth it for you to make a nice hole. That's why it's mutter. The reason why mustaki is mutter is because since it's such a cheap and garbage item, you do not care to make anything nice out of it.
So, wait,
so
Rashi, does Rashi hear that?
No, he does not. Taisus holds like that. Rashi does not say that. I'll get to that in a minute. The Gemara over there seems to say it. The Gemara in Be'a seems to say that our Mishnah is talking about a mustaki. That's the Gemara in Be'a says. But
so you're saying
it's
Rashi, so I just didn't understand.
Rashi doesn't talk about it, right? Rashi, there it is, yeah.
Not between the two, is that supposed to say that if for some reason you didn't care about this
correct.
Specific, then you wouldn't be allowed to make a...
Exactly. And likewise, the opposite. Even if, let's say, you have something which is not just so claptrap, for example, a tuna fish can, right? Which is very, very sturdy and very strong, right? But you don't care about it. You're going to throw it away. So that'll be dependent on these two pshatim. If the reason why mustaki is mutter is because, like Rashi says, or Tosis there says, that you're scared to make a hole because you're going to make it collapse, so that's not applicable to a tuna fish can. You're not scared of anything. That wouldn't be a heter. If the pshat in mustaki is because mustaki is just, you don't care about it, and you'll never make a nice hole, it will never care to make a nice hole because it's not important to you, you're just throwing it away anyway, then you would be able to apply that to a tuna fish can. There also, you're throwing it away. You don't care what's going to happen to it. It would be equivalent to this mustaki. So there's two sides of how to explain what this mustaki business is either you're scared to play around with it, that's why you won't make a makabah patish, or because you don't care about it, that's why you won't make a makabah patish. There's a third side, and this is Taisus and Be'a says, the third possibility is that a mustaki, being that it's this form of patchwork chavis, a lot of little pieces, you can't be over makabah patish. Halachically, you cannot be over makabah patish. It's this type of keli never gets halach of makabah patish. It's never finished, it's never final, it's too garbage. It's just one of those things you can't be makabah patish on. That's another pshat, Taisus says. So three possibilities. Either you are scared, or you don't care, or you pasha can't be over makabah patish.
final product and a really good final product, Tysus is distinguishing between them, his last answer.
Right, well, he's saying, I guess something that's just so, like, throw away is just something you can't be mad, do Makab Patish on. Right?
Is that...
That's the idea.
It's
like a candy wrapper. You can't do Michael Patashan. So that kind of, that's the concept. Certain things. Well, perhaps. Right. Would be the same type of idea. Maybe. Okay. So that's the three, again, so the three nekudas we see in the Gemara and Be'ah. As Hashem, when you see it, just make sure to get these 3 points. Number one is that Michael Patashan is subjective. It could do the exact same act, and it could be dependent on what you had in mind. Number two is that there's an interesting machloikas between Rav Lezer and Rabbanan. If breaking... is possible to be considered a makab patish. When you, the act of finishing something is done through breaking, Chacham holds you nachayev achatas, Rabbi Lezer holds you are, and the question is the same, does that machlekes apply to our Mishnah too? That's a shayla machlekes v'shayinim. And the last thing is this case of mustaki, that the Gemara seems to say that our Mishnah is talking about a mustaki, which is a chavis, that we're not worried you're going to be over makab patish, and is one of three reasons why we're not worried, either because you're scared to be makab patish, or because you don't care to be makab patish, or because you can't be over makab patish. Right? So that's what you need to get from the Gemara Bay. So now, coming back to our Mishnah, now let's start figuring out why, in truth, is it mutter to be shayver adam as a chavis lachal gregor? Why are you allowed to break this chavis? Why are you allowed to break it in order to get your gregors? So first and foremost, like we said last week, we have Shitas Rashi. Rashi says that it's mutter to break the chavis because ein b'makalkol shum iser shabbos. So there's two keywords here. Keyword in Rashi is, Rashi defined this as a makalkol. Rashi defined this, that the reason why this is mutter, right, the definition of the heter here, Rashi said, is mekalkel. It's because you're doing something destructive. And then Rashi says, it's ein bo shum iser shabbos. There's no iser shabbos at all. So, if we're going to work with Rashi, we'll understand easily all four cases of the Gemara. We'll understand why you're allowed to break a chavius. We'll understand why you're allowed to poke a hole in the chavius. We'll understand why you're allowed to cut off the head of the chavius. You're allowed to take apart a chaisa shel tamra. All those cases make a lot of sense. Even Mekalkel Shum Iser Shabbos, no problem, you're destroying them, no Iser Shabbos. The problem in Rashi is how is he going to answer the Gemara in Erevin, which Tysus brings up, there you're not allowed to break the Migdal, why not? Even Mekalkel Shum Iser Shabbos, if there's no Iser Shabbos in Mekalkel, why can't you break that Migdal? So this is going to be a problem in Rashi. So that's a possible terrace. Right. So I'll get to that. Yeah. I'll cheshbon that in a second. First, I just want to say the word Yerushalayim hold, and then I'll cheshbon that. Okay. So in Rashi, Rashi is a very good reason why everything is mutter, but it doesn't leave us with any explanation why there should be a case that's us. That he doesn't explain to us. Well, that says mustaki. So no, and I'll explain why in a minute. I'll explain that in a second. Then we have the Ran. The Ran and the Raz, well, other Rishayim, they disagreed with Rashi. They said, Eimim Mekalkel Shulm Iser Shabbos? Not true. Kalkel is Aser on Shabbos. So why then is the Mutter over here? So the Ran said two things. And this is what we brought up last week, that it just doesn't make sense why he needs both. But what he said was, number one, Mekalkel is Mutter when it's Letzayruch Shabbos. So it was Mechadish Anu Yusayid and Hilcha Shabbos. Mekalkel. A lot of you Mekalkel Letzayruch Shabbos. Right? Big Yisrael and Hilcha Shabbos. But then, he also said there's another point in our Mishnah, another thing necessary for it to be mutter. It has to be a Kli Katan. And that's the way he explained the Gemara in Erevin. All the cases of our Gemara that's mutter, it's a Kli Katan. The case in Erevin, the Migdal, it's a Kli Gadol. A Kli Gadol is Aser. Those are the two things he said. Number one, Mekalkel, the reason why it's mutter because it's Mekalkel. And Mekalkel is mutter when it's Letzayruch Shabbos. Secondly, he said, it's all the cases that are mutter are Kli Katan, but if it's a Kli Gadol, there's Binyan Vestira, and it's awesome. I'm sorry? No. Other Rishonim say Memsa, which is 2 feet by 3 feet. 2 feet by 2 feet by 3 feet. A big vat, basically, or an air conditioner box. Well, a refrigerator box. Well, in Erevin or in oh, so the perhaps we brought up last week that really the two answers don't work together. In other words, if you say standing alone, correct. Thus, if you say Mekalkel is mutter Letzayruch Shabbos, then why does it make a difference if it's a big keli or a small keli? Either way, it's going to be a Mekalkel and it should be mutter Letzayruch Shabbos. So we mentioned last week that some people say these are actually two independent answers. And the Ran is saying the first thing to answer Rashi, but he's being chayzer from that. He himself doesn't agree with that. And it's not one plus one, it's one and one. It's two separate answers. That's what some people say, but it's very hard to understand that in the Ran. This is the question Rav Moshe brought up. So I'm going to say the answer this week, Bez Hashem. Let me just say the other two shittas, and then I'll get back to explain what the Ran holds exactly. So again, Rashi says the reason why it's mutter is there's no Isser Mekalkel on Shabbos at all. That's what Rashi says. It's mutter, no Mekalkel on Shabbos. But for Rashi, we have no idea why Erevin is us. Ran says the reason why it's mutter is Mekalkel is mutter when it's L'tzayruch Shabbos. But he also says the Gemara and Erevin, oh, that's a Kli Gadol. How do we make these two things work together? We don't know. But this is what he tells us. Mekalkel is mutter L'tzayruch Shabbos. Gemara and Erevin is a Kli Gadol. That's why it's us. Number three is Tysus, which you might have seen or not seen, but basically what Tysus is, Tysus has this problem from the Gemara in Erevin, so he resorts to the Gemara in Beya, and he says, oh, making a big mistake, you think we're talking about a regular Chavius? Incorrect, we are not talking about a regular Chavius, we're talking about a very particular type of Chavius, this Mustaki Chavius, and that's why it's Mutter, otherwise it's Aser. You are not allowed to break a Keli Shalem, under no circumstances. You cannot break a Kli Shalem. Kli Shalem is Aser to break. The only thing that's Mutter is a Mustaki. Now, why is it Taka Aser? Why is it Taka Aser? So, you look in the Gemara in Beya, the Gemara in Beya basically is saying, it's not Aser Midaraisa, it's not Aser because of any real problem of Binyan or Stira. The reason why it's Aser is a Gezeira. It's a Gezeira you might come to be Makub Apatit. And by Mustaki, like we just finished explaining, there is no such gzera. Because you don't care, because you're worried, you're scared to make a makapatish, you don't want to, or you can't, whatever the reason is. But Mustaki, the point is, you won't come to makapatish. So the problem for Tysus is like this. You're not allowed to break something normally. Why? Because you might come to the makapatish. That's why it's Aser. You can't break something because you might come to the... You can't break that migdal, you can't break that cabinet in Erevin. Why? You might come to do makapatish. Why is it permitted in our Mishnah? Because it's a mustaki. Because in our Mishnah, it's this funny type of barrel where you won't come to the Makabah Patish. That's what it means. I'm sorry?
How do we know that's the problem?
Taisa says, and also it's Mavurla, that's the whole Gemara and Beya. If you learn the Shaka of Tanya Beya, you'll see. That's the whole point of the Gemara and Beya. The only reason is because we make Zeris. Now, Lefi Taisa, we have four cases here in our Gemara. We have Sherevim Zachavis, that's mustaki. Then we have this case of poking a hole. So Taisa says, yeah, that's also mustaki. Then we have this case of cutting off the head of the chavius of wine. Taisa doesn't talk about that case. The Magen Avraham says, yeah, that's also mustaki. But it gets a little bit strained at that point because the other paiskim don't say that. They sort of leave it out. And last case, chayslas of tamra, you know, that can't be mustaki. It's a whole different thing. So that we're going to have to still figure out why that's mutter. And that's going to be the key in Taisus. Why chayslas of tamra? Chayslas of tamra is the only case which cannot be covered by mustaki. The first three cases, Taisus says at least the first two are mustaki. The third one, the paiskim say is mustaki. The case of the yayin is also mustaki. But chayslas, no one seems to explain why is that mutter. And that we're going to need to explain with Taisus. Why is that okay? Yeah.
Do you hold like Rashi that you're only talking about the scraps and therefore he doesn't have to
shash? That's a possibility. It's that, not going to help though. Yeah, what?
When we say that we're afraid that, you know, zero, that you might come to do Makapatish.
Right.
You might come to do a separate Maisa, that would be Makapatish.
You might come to do this Maisa in a different way, that'll be Makapatish. Or you might have a different intent in your Maisa.
Okay, it's nothing to do with that.
Okay?
So we're supposed to just know.
It's like a little
clue. It's only a clue that could possibly become a Makapatish.
Correct. Correct. It has to be an option. That's the point by Mustaki, right? That there is no option of Makabah Patish here, for whatever reason. You don't care, you won't, whatever, right? But the point is, whenever there's a situation where you don't have the option, it is Mutter.
So there are no Gemaras that talk about Kilkel, that they're not...
Not specifically in regard to Makabah Patish. These are the two sugyas. This is it.
No, I'm saying, is there two different kinds of Kilkel? Is there Kilkel, which is like, could become Makabah Patish, Kilkel, just stop on Shabbos?
It could be. Let me just finish up. Now, there's a last Shitas Rishonim. There's a Rajba in Masechtas Beya, a big Arichas. The point is, he is basically the Ran, just without the first part. He says the difference is Kli Kat and Kli Gadol. That's it. That's the only thing. And he doesn't say Mekalkel is Mutter L'Tzayruch Shabbos. He says Kli Kat is Mutter. Our Mishnah is a Kli Katan, it's Mutter. The Chavi Yisrael Yayin, the Chaislis, all those things are Mutter because they're Kli Katan. And the Gemara in Erevin is a Kli Gadol. That is the only factor, Lefi the Rashba. He doesn't bring in anything about Mekalkal Tzarek Shabbos. He actually, as far as he's concerned, he could be Misakin, as long as it's not Makabe Patish. It doesn't have to be Mekalkal, right? Not every Misakin is a Makabe Patish, no. Just it doesn't. That's not 1 + 1 = 2. We'll talk about that after. But it does the point. Not because you're mekalkel. It's not mutter because you're mekalkel. It's mutter because no binyan misteri in kalim. A small keli, no problem. There's no binyan misteri. A big keli, there is binyan misteri. It's aser, and that's what the difference is. Okay. So these are the four shittas. Now let's just think now in practical terms. We're talking about a tuna fish can, right? You want to use your can opener to open up a tuna fish can. Let's think the different shittas here. Rashi said, "Ein b'mekalkel shel meser Shabbos." We're going to consider now when you're opening your tuna fish can, even though you're ending up with a nice, neat opening. But like we said, that's not your purpose. The purpose is not to make a nice keli over here. You're throwing out this tuna fish can. As far as I know, I think the majority of population at this point do not save tuna fish cans. I think those days are over. I think that's just not happening anymore. So tuna fish cans are not made to be saved, they're meant to be thrown away. So they're to garbage. So even though you end up with a nice hole, that we already pointed out, the fact that you're ending up with a nice hole doesn't automatically make it makabe patish. It's subjective, and that's not what you're trying to do. So the fi Rashi, Ein b'mekalkel shel meser Shabbos, you are a mekalkel, you're not a boina, there's Ein binyan b'kelim, whatever, it's mutter. Lefi the Ran, El Chayru would also be mutter because it's a Tzarek Shabbos, you need the food, and it's also Kli Katan, you're good. Lefi the Rajba, skip a sheet here, Lefi the Rajba, you're certainly good, it's a Kli Katan, and Bebinya Vestira, even if you're Misakin, it's okay, we don't care. The question is Lefi Taisis, right? Taisis says it's only permitted if it's a Mustaki, it's only permitted if you can't come the day Makabe Patish. So that is going to depend, like I said before, on how you understand Mustaki. If Mustaki is because it's a keli that might break and you're worried to be makabe patish, so that doesn't apply to a tuna fish can. If it's a club because you don't care to be makabe patish because it's such garbage, that will apply to a tuna fish can. And the last reason that a certain type of kalim you halachically can't have makabe patish because it's so claptrap, it's so ragtag that it can't become makabe patish, is like that is debatable. L'chara, you won't have that by a tuna fish can because it is a solid thing. You could have makabe patish on it, so that wouldn't apply to shita satay. So I guess the next year we'll try to then go back to Rav Moshe and the Prichadish and answer those kashas. But these are the shita shushain.
According to the